AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Two candidates for a hotly contested Senate seat in Montana face off for the first time.
Montana Senator John Tester is considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats in the nation. Sunday's debate with Republican Tim Sheehy was sponsored by the Montana Broadcasters Association and the Greater Montana Foundation. Sheehy says he's against abortion with exceptions.
I'll always protect the three rights for women: rape, incest, life, and the mother.
Tester says it should be up to the mother.
If you want the woman to make the decision, vote for me.
The candidates clashed on immigration.
Joe Biden and Senate Democrats, including John Tester, have had the opportunity to shut down that border.
Quite frankly, people were told not to vote for it because they wanted to keep it a political issue in this country.
Tester declared Sheehy part of the problem, blaming wealthy newcomers for a housing shortage and rising taxes in the western state. Sheehy blamed Democrats for inflation and embraced his status as an outsider. He came to the state in 2014 and amassed a fortune in aerospace technology and aerial firefighting. Groups targeting control of the U.S. Senate have poured tens of millions of dollars in support to both candidates. I'm Jennifer King.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the marijuana shortage at Martha's Vineyard.
The island of Martha's Vineyard has two pot dispensaries. One is out of product, the other about to be. That's because the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission says transporting pot across the ocean, whether by boat or plane, risks running afoul of federal laws. So dispensary owner Jeff Rose is suing.
I am out of product. I've been closed now, for almost 3 weeks. I'm on the verge of going out of business.
The commission says it's trying to come up with a solution. In California, the law allows cannabis to be transported to stores on Catalina Island, and Hawaii amended a law to allow transporting medical marijuana between islands. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Elections have shifted the European Parliament further right, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Far-right parties are making big gains in the European Parliament in election results that are rattling the traditional powers. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's far-right party won European elections in Italy with a sound 29% of votes, boosting her leadership at home and consolidating her kingmaker role in Europe. Meloni tells supporters her Brothers of Italy party has confirmed its status as the country's most popular party. Meanwhile, in Germany, unpopular governing parties sank to feeble results, and the far-right Alternative for Germany made gains. The mainstream conservative opposition was the country's strongest political force by a distance, projections showed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.